Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Prajanam Pitaro Yecha Shastara Sadabhasama Yadishateshu Vaishamyam Kamyanti Sharanam Praja Prajanam of the citizens Pitara, protectors, guardians, kings, or government servants. Yay, they who, cha, and shastara, give instructions concerning law and order. Sadhava, endowed with all good qualities. Sama, equal to everyone. Yadi, if. Syat, there is. Teshu, among them. Vaishamyam, partiality. Kam, what? Yanti, will go to. Sharanam, shelter. Praja, the citizens. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. A king or government official should be so well qualified that he acts as a father, maintainer, and protector of the citizens because of affection and love. He should give the citizens good advice and instructions according to the standard scriptures and should be equal to everyone. Yamaraj does this, for he is the supreme master of justice, and so do those who follow in his footsteps. However, if such persons become polluted and exhibit partiality by punishing an innocent, blameless person, where will the citizens go to take shelter for their maintenance and security? Purport. The king, or in modern times the government, should act as the guardian of the citizens by teaching them the proper goal of life. The human form of life is especially meant for realization of oneself and one's relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because this cannot be realized in animal life. The duty of the government, therefore, is to take charge of training all citizens in such a way that by a gradual process, they will be elevated to the spiritual platform and realize the self and his relationship with God. This principle was followed by kings like Maharaj Yudhisthira, Maharaj Parikshit, Lord Ramachandra, Maharaj Ambarish, and Prahlad Maharaj. The leaders of the government must be very honest and religious, because otherwise all the affairs of the state will suffer. Unfortunately, in the name of democracy, rogues and thieves are electing other rogues and thieves to the most important posts in the government. Recently, this has been proven in America, where the president had to be condemned and dragged down from his post by the citizens. This is only one case, but there are many others. Because of the importance of the Krishna consciousness movement, people should be Krishna conscious and should not vote for anyone who is not Krishna conscious. Then there will be actual peace and prosperity in the state. When a Vaishnava sees mismanagement in the government, he feels great compassion in his heart and tries his best to purify the situation by spreading the Hare Krishna movement.
उसे मानक शास्त्रों के अनुसार नागरिकों को अच्छी सलाह तथा आदेश देने चाहिए और हर एक के प्रति संभाव रखना चाहिए। यमराज ऐसा करता है क्योंकि वह न्याय का परम स्वामी है और उसके पदचिन्हों पर चलने वाले भी वैसा ही करते हैं। किंतु यदि ऐसे लोग दूषित हो जाएं और निर्दोष तथा अबोध व्यक्ति को दंडित करके पक्षपात प्रदर्शित करें तो फिर सारे नागरिक अपने भरण पोषण तथा सुरक्षा के लिए शरण लेने हेतु कहाँ जाएंगे। तात्पर्य, राजा अथवा आधुनिक काल में सरकार को चाहिए कि नागरिकों को जीवन के सही लक्ष्य की शिक्षा देकर उन्हें उनके अभिभावक के रूप में कार्य करे। यह मनुष्य जीवन विशेषतया स्वयं को तथा पूर्ण पुरुषोत्तम भगवान के साथ अपने संबंध की अनुभूति के निमित्त है, क्योंकि पशु जीवन में इसकी अनुभूति नहीं की जा सकती। इसलिए सरकार का कर्तव्य है कि वह सारे नागरिकों को प्रशिक्षण देने का भार अपने ऊपर इस तरह से ले कि धीरे धीरे वे आध्यात्मिक पद तक उठ सकें और आत्मा तथा ईश्वर से अपने संबंध की अनुभूति कर सकें। इस सिद्धांत का पालन महाराज युधिष्ठिर, महाराज परीक्षित, श्री रामचंद्र, महाराज अम्बरीश तथा प्रहलाद महाराज ने किया। सरकार के नेताओं को अत्यंत ईमानदार तथा धार्मिक होना चाहिए, अन्यथा राज्य के सारे कामकाज बाधित होंगे। दुर्भाग्यवश प्रजातंत्र के नाम पर चोर उचक के अन्य चोर उचकों को ही अत्यंत महत्वपूर्ण सरकारी पदों के लिए चुन रहे हैं। हाल ही में अमेरिका में ये सिद्ध हो चुका है जहाँ राष्ट्रपति को निंदित होना पड़ा तथा नागरिकों द्वारा उसे अपने पद से नीचे उतार देना पड़ा। यह कोई अकेला मामला नहीं है बल्कि ऐसे अनेक मामले हैं। कृष्ण भावनामृत आंदोलन की महत्ता के कारण लोगों को कृष्ण भावना भावित होना चाहिए और ऐसे किसी व्यक्ति को वोट नहीं देना चाहिए जो कृष्ण भावना भावित ना हो। राज्य में तब वास्तविक शांति और समृद्धि होगी। जब कोई भी वैष्णव सरकार में कुव्यवस्था देखता है तो उसके हृदय में अपार करुणा उमड़ती है और वह अपने बल पर हरे कृष्ण आंदोलन का विस्तार करके स्थिति को शुद्ध बनाने का प्रयास करता है।
वंदे Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschachandishatarine Mukam Kuroti Vachalam Pangungam Yigate Girim Yatkribatamaham Vande Shri Guru Ninatarinam. So, Srila Prabhupada has very expertly described the situation in the Kali Yuga. We have bad government because it is not Krishna conscious. He gives the example here of how in the US President Nixon was impeached and dragged down from his office. President Nixon. Now there's a similar agitation in the US about President Trump. Many people want to drag him down from his position because they don't like his way he is running his office. So the point is, we need Krishna conscious leaders on this planet. In every country, in India, the US, the UK, everywhere, in Australia, in every country. We need to have Krishna conscious leadership. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he said, when the high court judges are wearing tilak, then our movement is successful. So how many high court judges on this planet are wearing Vaishnava tilak? Practically none. Maybe in India, I don't know, maybe a few, but I don't know. But the point is, we have a very horrible situation on this planet right now, you see. And Prabhupada explains here, what is the solution? When a Vaishnava sees mismanagement in the government, he feels great compassion in his heart. And he tries his best to purify the situation by spreading the Hare Krishna movement. So the point is, the only solution for the problems of this world is we have to spread the Hare Krishna movement. Now is the days of democracy. Sometimes we call it demoncracy. Like demon crazy. So what we have to do now is educate the voters. That if you're Hare Krishna, you have my vote. And if you're not Hare Krishna, you don't have my vote. That's how we have to educate the voters of this planet, you see. That's why we have to flood this planet with Prabhupada's books. With Harinam Sankirtan. Massive prasadam distribution. Many, many festivals going on all over the world, you see. preach, preach, preach to the world. We have to educate them to demand Krishna conscious leadership on this planet. That's how we can solve the problems of the world, you see. The leaders should be educating the people how to become Krishna conscious. That's the duty of the leader. The guru, the father, the government head, it is their duty to educate their dependents how to get out of the cycle of birth and death. At the present moment, we are caught up in a very hellish quagmire. Birth, death, old age and disease. Lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. Sometimes we're a human being. Sometimes we're Indra, the king of heaven. Sometimes we're Indra Gopa germ. So sometimes we're a hog. He eats the stool. And sometimes we're the worm in the stool. So we're going through a very difficult situation. In these 8,400,000 species of life. But this human form, Atato Brahma Jigyasa, this is the opportunity to get out of the cycle of birth and death. The human being means now he can understand what is God. Try to tell a dog about what is God. Can the dog understand what is God? Or try to educate a cat in the science of God. The dogs and cats, they cannot understand the science of God. But the human being has a special intelligence. Only in the human life can one become inclined towards God. But our modern day leaders are such rascals. They want to kill God, they want to kill religion. So we need God conscious leaders, you see, who encourage everyone to become religious. Whether you're a Hindu, a Christian, a Sikh, a Jain, a Muslim, whatever you may be, you must understand there is God. And you are the servant of God. And your duty in life is to love, serve that Supreme Person with love. Whether you call him Allah or Krishna or Jehovah, that's a detail. But the principle of that Supreme Person must be understood. The principle of loving service to that Supreme Person must be understood. So this is what our leaders must be teaching the people. When they're not doing that, they should be dragged down from their positions and replaced with God-conscious leadership, you see. This is a spiritual revolution. Lord Chaitanya's movement is a spiritual revolution. To bring God back to the center. Each Shabasham Idam Sarvam Yam Kincham Jajagam Jagat Tainan Fakchaina Bunjita Magrida Kashasvidanam. Everything animate or inanimate that is within the universe is controlled and owned by the Lord. Therefore, one should accept only those things necessary for himself, not accepting other things, knowing well to whom they belong. But our modern day mentality is full of greed and lust and anger. People want to take. Let other people suffer, I don't care. Let me become very powerful and rich. Even if others have to suffer, I don't care. That is the mood. They are lacking compassion, the modern day society. The Christian Bible says, thou shalt not kill. But these rascals are serving meat dinners in the church. They're killing cow and serving the cow flesh in the church. Even though the Bible says, thou shalt not kill. You see. This is cheating religion, you see. They talk about God, but they are not obedient to God. They want to use God for their sense gratification. God give me this, God give me that. Just like, what is that song? Give me a Cadillac, a brand new Cadillac, replete with Michelin tires. Give my wife a new silk sari. Give my kids a Harvard education. Give me a house by the sea. Om Jaya Jagadish Hari. These rascals, they want to worship God for their material sense gratification. In every religion, the Hindus, the Christians, the Jews, the Sikhs, the Jains, the Muslims, the Buddhists, everyone is guilty of this nonsense, you see. They want to use God for their sense gratification. But that is not the purpose of God. God is where you have to give your love. God is where you have to give your service. Just like all the parts of the body cooperate to serve the belly, we are all meant to cooperate together nicely to serve God, you see. So we have this duty now in the order of Lord Chaitanya to make the world Krishna conscious. We should relieve the suffering people from all of this horrible agony they're growing through. The Vaishnava tries his best to purify the situation. So there's a very interesting purport in the Chaitanya Charitamrita describing how one can successfully rectify the world situation. This is an amazing purport. I will read it to you. This is Adi 7.83 purport. A sincere student orally receives the holy name from the spiritual master. And after being initiated, he follows the regulative principles given by the spiritual master. When the holy name is properly served in this way, automatically the spiritual nature of the holy name spreads. In other words, the devotee becomes qualified to offenselessly chanting the holy name. When one is completely fit to chant the holy name in this way, he is eligible to make disciples all over the world. And he actually becomes Jagat Guru. Then the entire world, under his influence, begins to chant the holy names of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That's pretty powerful. We want to make the world Krishna conscious. That is our duty given by Lord Chaitanya and by Srila Prabhupada. And now Prabhupada explains that even one devotee can chant the holy name without any offense. By the influence of that one devotee, the whole world will become Krishna conscious. So let us pray that such a pure devotee can now become manifest on this planet. One such pure devotee, two such pure devotees, a hundred such pure devotees, 1,000 such pure devotees, 10,000 such pure devotees, 1,000,000 such pure devotees, but at least one. Let there now be at least one pure devotee on this planet who can chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, without any offense. So, should each of us try to be that pure devotee who can chant the holy name without offense? What do you think? Should you try to be a pure devotee who can chant the holy name without offense? Yes or no? Yes. Or is that for somebody else, the senior devotees? I should go ahead and chant offensively. Should I be thinking that I should chant with offense or without offense? What's the proper mood when I'm chanting? How many say that I should go ahead and chant with offenses? Raise your hand if you think that you should chant with offense, committing offenses. We have a few people who say, yes, I should chant with offenses. I should be offensive when I chant. You're saying you want to chant offensively? That means with offenses. You're saying, yes, I should commit namaparad? You should. You all said, yes, I should chant with namaparad. No, you changed it, Bodh. Okay, you misunderstood. Yeah, no. We should chant with no aparads. All aparads finished. That's how we should chant, you see. So even if one of us can completely become totally free of aparads, by the influence of that one devotee, the whole world will become Krishna conscious. So let us pray that at least one such pure devotee can now become manifest on this planet. So now I can ask, does any questions? And somebody may have to tell me in the ear what the question is. Any questions? There we have. Now someone can come up and tell me in my ear what the question is. One devotee can come and tell me in my ear what the question is. One of my disciples can come. Here's this gentleman here. I'm recognizing him first.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. My question is that how to do chant without offense, first of all, and secondly, that 50 years already passed of the ISKCON movement, and now we are discussing this thing that in Kali Yuga, that we have not got any king till now or any judge till now who is Krishna conscious. So how we can go ahead, and the answer can be the Daivi Varnashram that we cannot establish? My question.
What is the question?
The way to chant without offenses is not commit any of the offenses.
Should I repeat? My question is that, should I repeat?
You take a second.
My second question is that we know that the politicians, the president or any judge, till now they are not Krishna conscious, not even, not in India, not in abroad. So how we can solve that this problem? And Daivi Varnashram can be, to establish Daivi Varnashram can be the solution.
The solution is massive distribution of Prabhupada's books, massive Harinam Sankirtan, massive Prasadam distribution, and we develop and we chant Shudanam. That's what we have to do.
Prabhuji ka prashan tha ki hum dekh rahe hain High Court ka judge ya neta jo hai Vaishnav nahi hai, to kis tarah se iska samadhan kiya jaye? To Maharaj bata rahe hain iska samadhan hum kar sakte hain agar hum kafi prachur matra mein Harinam kare, prachur matra mein Prabhupada ji granthon ka vitran kare, prachur matra mein hum prachar kare, to is tarah se hum iska samadhan prapt kar sakte hain.
Daivi Varnashram means Krishna consciousness. Daivi Varnashram means Krishna consciousness. You can't have Daivi Varnashram without making them devotees. Daivi Varnashram, not Varnashram. Daivi Varnashram means they're Krishna conscious.
Daivi Varnashram ka matlab hai ki Krishna bhavanavit hona. Jab tak hum unhe bhakt nahi bana sakte, tab tak hum Daivi Varnashram ko sansar mein lagu nahi kar sakte.
When Krishna consciousness is there, naturally the varnas and ashrams will manifest.
अगर सारे कृष्ण भावना भावित होंगे तो अपने आप स्वतः ही जो बाकी वर्ण और आश्रम जो
हैं। You have to emphasize pure bhakti.
हमें शुद्ध भक्ति चाहिए।
Not some kind of a pseudo bhakti, semi bhakti, but pure bhakti has to be the foundation of everything.
शुद्ध भक्ति ही इस सब का आधार है।
Okay, next question.
कोई और प्रश्न?
There's one. Any other questions? Everybody's satisfied? Everybody's going to strive now to be the pure devotee who chants without offense? There's no more questions? Let's see if we have any questions on the internet. I can find them. Okay, there's no other questions, we can stop here. So everyone now become very serious to become the pure devotees of Krishna. So we can spread this movement. And so that day will come when people go to the election, they will only vote for Krishna conscious leaders and nobody else. Gantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Premanandi.